హలో ఫ్రెండ్స్, వెల్కమ్ టు వి స్కూల్ వన్స్ అగైన్. వి ఆర్ ఆన్ చాప్టర్ 10, అ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బుక్, ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ టు ఇన్సూరెన్స్ అండ్ రిస్క్ మేనేజ్మెంట్. వై ఐ సే అ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ చాప్టర్? బికాస్ అప్ టిల్ నౌ వి హ్యావ్ డన్ లాట్స్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ అబౌట్ లైఫ్ ఇన్సూరెన్స్. ఇన్ చాప్టర్ 10 వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ ఇన్ టు a detailed study on different types of general insurance. So we have to understand what exactly is general insurance. General insurance is also called as non-life insurance. After that, we have to be very clear as to what concepts and principles of insurance that we studied in life insurance, are they applicable in general insurance also. Then what are the different types of general insurance? What is the evolution of general insurance? This we have already done in the first chapter, but we'll slightly touch up on those evolutionary aspect so that we can connect properly with this chapter. And we will be actually studying specific type of general insurance in this chapter and subsequent chapter. So in this chapter, we are largely going to cover marine insurance, and in the subsequent chapters, we'll cover fire insurance, motor insurance, and other types of miscellaneous insurance. So the basic objective of this chapter is to understand general insurance products that covers various risks, especially to non-life assets, and how they compensate the owner should the asset be damaged. So here basic principles of indemnity would be more applicable, especially for non-life assets. And likewise, the types of risk would be specific applicable to the non-life asset. And in that scenario, we also should know what would be the procedure of claim whenever there is a loss to the insured assets. So this chapter will speak a lot about the general insurance products, and we will initiate our journey on the various types of general insurance product from this chapter. Now, general insurance or non-life insurance companies generally covers risk other than those related to human lives, because we have already seen human lives are covered under life insurance. General insurance originated from the sea trade and commerce in the 17th century, as all assets carried risk of damage or destruction due to the fire, flood, storm, theft, cyclone, etc. And hence it is believed that marine insurance actually gave birth to the general insurance. And general insurance originated from the sea trade and commerce, and the timeline, if you want to trace it, is the 17th century, as most of the assets were actually transferred through the sea, because during those time the air services and all wasn't available. So that brought into the need of insuring the goods that were transported from the sea. General insurance covered this risk, and owner of the asset could get compensation for loss from the insurer. When we actually saw evolution of non-life in the first chapter, we actually saw how those traders were having their individual arrangement, especially the Chinese and the Babylonians. They would actually transfer the risk amongst different traders. However, once this non-life insurance got conceptualized, got institutionalized, that is how we saw proper procedures, proper products, especially suiting the non-life assets, came into the picture. The concept of general insurance was introduced in India by the Britishers in 1700. We have already seen this in chapter number 1 in the evolution of insurance. As per Insurance Act 1938, general insurance business means fire, marine, or miscellaneous insurance. When we talk about miscellaneous insurance, it can include your property insurance, your liability insurance, your motor insurance, and various other insurances which are not covered into fire and marine. Whether they are carried on singly or in combination with one or more of them. So let us go through this definition of general insurance as for the Insurance Act 1938. General insurance business means fire, marine or miscellaneous insurance business, whether carried on singly or in combination with one or more of them. So this non-life insurance can offer different products covering the marine risk, the fire risk, the motor risk, the liability risk, the property risk, the health risk, and so on. And when we saw the evolution in the chapter number one, we saw Triton Insurance Company Limited was the first general insurance company promoted by the British in 1850 in Calcutta. And that is why we say the general insurance or the non-life insurance was introduced into India by the Britishers. General insurance business was nationalized in India. This also we saw in the first chapter, because as the insurance business grew, and especially after independence, our country felt the need that there are many malpractices happening. The insurance services are not easily available for the common man. And for that reason, the general insurance business was nationalized in India in 1972. On the same lines, the life insurance business was nationalized in 1956. Insurance markets were opened for foreign investors. Now we saw Arhan Malhotra committee, they gave super recommendations for totally transforming the insurance business into India. Foreign direct investments were permitted. Privatization was allowed. And that's how the insurance markets were opened up for the foreign investors by IRDA in 2000. Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority is the apex body for non-life insurance also, and it is doing a fantastic job of monitoring, developing and helping the insurance industry to grow. And the general insurance market is also promoted for growth by IRDA. It's not just regulated, but IRDA is taking lots of initiative for promotion and growth and development of even the general insurance market. Now, let us classify this general insurance business. After a big evolution of general insurance in India, the public and private general insurance companies are providing wide range of general insurance products. Because we saw there were only few products before nationalization. However, after nationalization and especially after opening up of the insurance market to the foreign investors, we have easily got access to a wide range of insurance, general insurance products also. General insurance products can be classified into marine, fire, motor, property, casualty, as well as miscellaneous insurance. When we talk in terms of retail general insurance includes your health, travel, personal, accident, etc. So based on for whom such products are useful, we have a classification on different parameters even for general insurance products. Newer avenues have opened up in the areas of liabilities, and because of the compliance that has to be made as per the legislation, especially the Companies Act, in which the directors and officers' liability space has become important, and for that reason liability insurance has got prominence in general insurance. As per IRDA annual report 2019-20, the share of motor insurance continues to remain the largest amongst the general insurance. The share of motor insurance is about 36.5%. Motor insurance is followed by health insurance. Health insurance has a share of about 30.10%. Fire insurance is followed by motor and health insurance. Fire insurance has a share of 8.33%. Marine insurance has a share of 1.87%, and rest all general insurance type contribute about 23.21%. So when we see from top to bottom, we have motor insurance at the top, followed by health insurance, followed by fire insurance, followed by marine insurance, and followed by all other types of insurance. So this is how, as per the IRDA's annual report 2019-20, we can see the contribution of individual types of general insurance into India. Now let us look at the fundamentals of general insurance. The fundamental essential of a general insurance contract are almost same like the life insurance, except few concepts which are specifically applicable in general insurance. For example, a life insurance contract is a contract of assurance. We have seen we have to calculate the human life value. We cannot have a finite human life value. It is purely depending upon the type of person, his income, his expense, his lifestyle. However, in case of general insurance, we can have a specific value for the asset that is insured, and hence in general insurance, the contract is a contract of indemnity. A contract of marine insurance is a contract based upon utmost good faith. So this is the commonality between the life insurance and general insurance. So most of the principles that are applicable in life insurance are also applicable in general insurance, except a few which we took a note that life insurance is a contract of assurance, whereas general insurance is a contract of indemnity. The fundamental principles of law of insurance, such as the utmost good faith, the insurable interest, the subject matter of insurance, the risk covered, risk insured, indemnity, subrogation, proximate cause, assignment, are also applicable to general insurance. There won't be any change, because even a general insurance contract is a legal contract, and hence all the elements as per the Indian Contract Act are also applicable in general insurance. All the principles like utmost good faith, insurable interest, subject matter of insurance, risk award, indemnity, subrogation, proximate cause, contribution, assignment are also applicable in case of general insurance. Now let us look at what would be the general insurance policy would look like. Now here, Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority, Protection of Public Holders' Interest, Regulation 2017, provides guidance to the insurance company for actually creating a general insurance policy. The Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority, Protection of Public Holders' Interest, Regulation 2017, provides that a general insurance policy should clearly state specific items, such as the name and the address of the insured and of any banks or any other person having financial interest in the subject matter of insurance. So just like in KYC we have proof of identity and proof of address, in general insurance policy it has to be very clearly mentioned about the name and address of the insured. Second important point that needs to be included in general insurance policy is full description of the property or interest insured. So there has to be absolute clarity as to what type of asset is insured. So it should not be a general description. You have to have a clear description so that you can identify the asset, you can quantify the loss, if at all it will happen, what amount of loss. So that will be possible only with the full description of the type of asset that is insured. The third important point that should be included is the location of the property or interest insured under this policy, and where appropriate with respect to insured value. So location is very important as to what asset is in what place and what would be the value of that asset, because this value is going to be very important when we look into the different types of policies that would be issued. Some may be on the basis of value, some may be on the basis of floating value, some may be on the basis of specific value. So here value is very important, what we need to know from the general insurance policy. The fourth important is the period of insurance. Most of the general insurance policy are issued for a period of 12 months. So they are renewable after 12 months, but this has to be specifically mentioned into the general insurance policy. Then the most important is the sum insured. The policy is a contract document. This contract document has to clearly mention the extent up to which the sum insured is, so that the insured is very clear up to what amount he can actually lodge a claim if there is a loss or damage to his property. So sum insured is a very important provision that needs to be included in the general insurance policy as well as the perils covered, because all types of perils might not be covered. You may have to pay additional premium for covering certain perils over and above those mentioned in the standard policy, and hence general insurance policy should mention all the perils which are actually covered as well as which are specifically excluded, so that there is no doubt in the minds of the insured as to what perils are included and what perils are excluded. Next important provisions that should be included in the general insurance policy are any franchise or deductible applicable. Deductible is also a very important aspect wherein the insured needs to bear a small portion of the loss. Premium payable, very important, because the insurance contract is based on a consideration and the consideration is the premium. So for a particular sum insured, what is the premium that is payable by the insured, that has to be mentioned in the insurance policy. And where the premium is provisional, subject to adjustment, the basis of adjustment of premium, because sometimes the premium might not be actually mentioned upfront. It will be on the basis of certain declarations or values subsequently. So in that scenario, what are the provisions which would be the basis for the premium? So that also needs to be clearly mentioned in the general insurance policy. The next important items are the policy terms, conditions and warranties, because we have seen, especially in general insurance, there are certain requirements to be complied with by the insured so that the loss is minimized. Here the minimization of loss is a very important principle applicable in case of general insurance. The insured has to take care that even though there is certain calamity that has happened, he has to keep his mind in place and see that he takes some precaution for minimizing the loss. Just because the insurance company is going to pay the claim, and if he allows the loss to happen more and more, in that case, there is a breach of warranty which is actually to be complied by the insured. And in that scenario, the insurance company might not pass a claim or may even reduce your claim. And hence, what are such policy terms, conditions and warranties that needs to be clearly mentioned in the general insurance policy? Next important action to be taken by the insurer upon occurrence of a contingency, like if there is a fire, he has to immediately rush in, call the fire brigade. If there are extinguisher put, use the extinguisher to reduce the fire, put water on the fire, so that such action will contribute to minimization of loss. So these actions are also to be mentioned in the general insurance policy, so that later the insured will not say that I was not aware this provision, this condition had to be complied with. So that is what this is coming directly from a regulator as to bringing in the clarity in the general insurance policy. Next important requirements of a general insurance policy are the obligations of the insured in relation to the subject matter of the insurance upon occurrence of an event giving rise to a claim, and the rights of the insurer in the circumstances. So both parties are obligated. From the insured side, he has to fulfill certain conditions, he has to take certain action. At the same time, under circumstances, an insurer is also supposed to send a surveyor to assess the loss. Based on the surveyor's report, the insured can lodge a claim for that particular assessed loss value. So these are the conditions, these are the obligations that also needs to be mentioned in the general insurance policy. And any special conditions attaching to the policy, this is based on the type of insurance, the type of assets that are insured. So these are the general provisions of the general insurance policy. However, there can be more conditions put, or more provisions put rather, in a general insurance policy by the insurer, and obviously this is subject to the acceptance of the insured also. The grounds for cancellation of the policy, which in case of a retail policy for the insurer, can be only on the grounds of misrepresentation, non-disclosure of material, fraud or non-cooperation of insured. So the insurance company, again, this has been quantified. He cannot call for any policy after 3 years in case of life insurance. Whereas in case of general insurance, since it is only for a period of 1 year, the 12 months period also, the grounds for cancellation can be only in case of misrepresentation, non-disclosure, material facts, fraud, or non-cooperation of the insured. The address of the insured to which all communication in respect of the insurance contract should be sent should also be mentioned in the general insurance policy. Some more provisions are to be mentioned, like details of endorsement, add-on covers attaching to the main policy. Just like we have riders, in this case, we can have add-on covers. We can have details of endorsements, then especially when there are assignments done. Then on renewal, the benefits provided under the policy and the terms and conditions of the policy, including the premium rate, may be subject to change. Details of insurer's internal grievance redressal mechanism, along with the address and contact details of insurance ombudsman within whose territorial jurisdiction the branch or office of the insurer or the residential address or place of residence of policyholder is located, such details are also to be included in the general insurance policy. So friends, after having understood these general principles about the non-life insurance, now since we have classified non-life insurance into motor insurance, fire insurance, marine insurance, then miscellaneous insurance, let us take one by one these main types of insurance and study more details about it. So first, in this chapter, we are going to understand about marine insurance, and then in the subsequent chapters, we look at fire insurance, motor insurance, as well as miscellaneous insurance. So as I said before, marine insurance has taken birth because of the sea trade, because of the expansion of the sea trade, especially from the Middle Ages in Europe. So European, we had travelers coming from Europe to various parts of the Asia, and that gave rise to the marine insurance because there were lots of risk on sea for both the ship and the cargo, and marine insurance took birth because of the sea trade. New concepts such as the bottomry and respondentia, we have seen bottomry especially for insuring the ship, respondentia for the cargo, was introduced to cover the risk of the ship getting drowned or the cargo getting damaged or lost. The marine insurance laws and customs were required, and they were also crafted because of certain happenings, especially from the Lloyd's Coffee House, the discussions that were happening in the coffee house in London in the 16th century by the merchant engaged in the sea trade. They gathered together, they had mutual discussions, they had mutual arrangements about the sea, about the trade, and the risk that originates out of the sea. And based on that, the marine insurance laws and the customs emerged from this place. Marine insurance covers the losses or damages caused to both the ships as well as the cargo. So the trader is rest assured that if there is any loss because of any perils at sea, he won't have to suffer the loss to the ship or even to the cargo. So based on the type of insurance, marine insurance cover he takes, he can get cover for his ship as well as the cargo. Marine insurance transfers the risk or loss from the insured to the insurer. We have seen this basic concept of transfer, one important method of risk management. In case of exports, the exporter is required to take a marine insurance in the favor of importer as per the mutual agreement, so that whatever the goods are sent in transit, there may be some peril coming in and creating a loss for the goods that are transported. So this goods has to reach the importer, so it has to reach in a safe position, or there has to be some compensation. And hence, in exports, generally there is a marine insurance contract if the goods are transported to sea, and based on the mutual agreement between the exporter and importer, the type of marine insurance is chosen. Now let us look at how marine insurance got evolved in India. We have references right from the Aryan period in India, which actually provides evidence of existence of marine insurance. The marine insurance in India in its modern form originated in India between 1797 and 1810 in Calcutta, mainly due to the Britishers. Initially, the marine insurance laws and the rules were made by the Britishers. But after independence, the Marine Insurance Act 1963 regulated marine insurance in India. So India also got a specific legislation for marine insurance in the form of Marine Insurance Act 1963. And that's how the marine insurance business started getting regulated. Now, what is the subject matter of marine insurance? Because when we talk about any insurance, we should know what is the subject matter, only then the insurance could be done. The subject matter of marine insurance is the insurable property. Just like we saw, it can be a ship, it can be a cargo, and this property may face a risk, and hence the marine insurance is against the risk which is faced by this insurable property. The assured must be interested in the subject matter insured at the time of loss, though he need not be interested when the insurance is affected. So this is a unique specification provision in case of marine insurance. The assured must be interested only at the time of loss in the subject matter. He need not be interested when the insurance is affected. So this is one of the unique provision of insurable interest in case of marine insurance, whereas we find the insurable interest should be there at the time of loss as well as the time of issuance in case of other insurance. Now, when we talk about marine insurance, it can be further classified into ocean insurance and inland insurance. Ocean insurance specifically when the ships are actually going through the sea. Inland insurance especially when the goods are transported from the ship to the road for reaching to the final destination, that is to the importer. Ocean marine insurance can be divided. Ocean marine insurance can be divided into four classes to reflect various insurable interests, like cargo insurance, the hull insurance, the freight insurance, and the liability insurance. Each insurance is unique in its type. Let us see one by one. What is a cargo insurance? When we talk about marine cargo insurance, it is designed to cover the loss or damage of goods. Cargo simply means goods when they are shipped on the sea. The insurer covers the loss or damage due to different risks such as fire, lightning, explosion, storm, cyclone, flood, inundation, earthquake, war, hostile act, capture, seizure, arrest, restraint, detainment, strikes, riots, and any other perils that are mentioned in the insurance policy. So these are the major perils, these are the major risks that are covered in a cargo insurance. The open policy gives protection for a certain policy period, while the specific policy covers only for a certain voyage. So based on the requirement of the trader, he can buy an open policy which can give him protection for certain policy period, whatever shipment he does. However, in specific policy, it will cover only specific goods and only for certain voyages, not for all the voyages. The insured can also get a comprehensive package to cover all possible potential marine loss or damage to goods. So this possibility is also there to have a blanket cover. He can have a comprehensive package to cover all possible potential marine loss or damage to the goods. The next type of marine insurance is the hull insurance. When we talk about hull, hull insurance covers the loss of damage to the ship as well as its furniture. So when we talk about cargo, it was covering more on the goods. When we talk about hull, it includes the ship as well as its furniture. The hull insurance can be bought for a particular voyage or all risks covered during the policy period. A fleet insurance covers risk to all the ships of a shipping company. So we like a comprehensive coverage for all the ships, we can have a fleet insurance. The insurer can provide different types of hull insurance meant for specific type of ship and vessels, such as general cargo vessels, dry work bulk carriers, liquid bulk carriers, etc. Thank you very much.